proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
We are looking at the men of Hanukkah. In our last broadcast, we looked at the madman, Antiochus Epiphanes, who was insane. On the other side of this Hanukkah drama were two groups of madmen, the Maccabees and the Pharisees. Both had anger, one righteous indignation, the other misplaced wrath. According to the JewishVirtualLibrary.org, we read, when a Greek official tried to force a Jewish priest named Mattathias to make a sacrifice to a pagan god, the Jew murdered the man. Predictably, Antiochus began reprisals. But in 167 BC, the Jews rose up behind Mattathias and his five sons and fought for their liberation. The family of Mattathias became known as the Maccabees, from the Hebrew word for hammer, because they were said to strike hammer blows against their enemies. We read of Mattathias in the apocryphal book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 2, verses 24 through 29. He was inflamed with zeal, and his reins trembled. Neither could he forbear to show his anger according to judgment. Wherefore he ran and slew him upon the altar. Also the king's commissioner, who compelled men to sacrifice, he killed at that time, and the altar he pulled down. Thus dealt he zealously for the law of God, like as Phinehas did unto Zimri the son of Salom. And Mattathias cried throughout the city with a loud voice, saying, whosoever is zealous of the law and maintaineth the covenant, let him follow me. So we see there can be righteous indignation, like when Jesus, some 200 years later, cleared the temple in John 2:15. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. And in verse 17, his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. In the New Testament, we read in Ephesians 4:26, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. The predecessor of Charles Spurgeon, John Gill, comments on Ephesians 4:26, there is an anger which is not sinful, for anger is found in God himself, in Jesus Christ, in the holy angels, and in God's people. And a man may be said to be angry and not sin, when his anger arises from a true zeal for God and religion, when it is kindled not against persons but sins, when a man is displeased with his own sins and with the sins of others, with vice and immorality of every kind, with idolatry and idolatrous worship, and with all false doctrine, and also when it is carried on to answer good ends, as the good of those with whom we are angry, the glory of God, and the promoting of the interest of Christ. And there is an anger which is sinful, as when it is without a cause, when it exceeds due bounds, when it is not directed to a good end, when it is productive of bad effects, either in words or actions, and when it is soon raised or long continues. The Jews have a like distinction of anger when they say, there is an anger and an anger. There is an anger which is blessed above and below. It is called blessed, as it is said in Genesis 4:19, and there is an anger which is cursed above and below, as it is said in Genesis 3:14. Gill goes on to say, anger for the most part is not only sinful, but it tends to sin and issues in it. Hence that saying of the Jews, be not angry and thou wilt not sin. The spring of it is a corrupt heart. It is stirred up by Satan, encouraged by pride, and increased by grievous words and reproachful language. It should be considered that as God is slow to anger, so he does not retain it forever, and that to retain anger is to gratify the devil. And so let us be angry and sin not, remembering the Maccabees in the days of Hanukkah. Join us in our next broadcast when we'll see the other mad men, the Pharisees.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.